listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Well, it's a time we always enjoy. We find out about all kinds of fun trips. We've got Sharon Emerson, our travel expert, joining us right now with cruise and tour planners. And Sharon, you and I were talking a few weeks ago about doing some of these fall foliage tours and trips, and you had mentioned East Coast and talking about a fall trip, that this is the time to start planning. Is that right?
That's right. Now is the time. That's a very short season, and so if anybody wants to go, they need to get going now because it fills up. It's very popular.
And we're talking about East Coast because, of course, we all know the colors back there.
Right. Yeah, they have such a variety of trees and colors that we don't see in any other place in the country. I know Denver has some beautiful aspens, but the reds and the golds and all the different shades of colors are what's so big on the East Coast.
Yeah, they really are. Well, why don't we start it off with, where are we going to see these different displays? I mean, obviously you want to pick the right spots on the East Coast.
Right. And so, you can see these in New York. There's a section of mountains known as the Catskills.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a spectacular area with some major rivers and mountain peaks, 35 of them over 3,500 feet. And so the Catskills are really gorgeous in the fall.
Yeah, I've heard that the reds, are just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, and they fill the country. The hillsides, are mm-hmm. so beautiful. Then you can go to Massachusetts, has the Berkshires, which are another beautiful viewing area. That's where the people from the East Coast kind of go to hang out in the summer when it gets so hot.
Oh, yeah, they head out of New York City and Boston, and they head there.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. You've got the crimson, yellow, all the different hues, and the little winding roads in the villages are so quaint, and that's a beautiful area in the fall to go.
Yeah, and they've also got the beautiful artwork there and all the culture as well.
Right, right. It's just a quaint place and a quiet place.
Yeah.
From the big city.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you've got Vermont. Of course, we all know about the Vermont maple syrup, and you get those from the maple, and then you've got some birch trees and beech trees, and there's an 11-mile route that goes through Vermont that's absolutely spectacular in the color. And don't forget to pick up your syrup along the way.
Yeah. I wonder if we'd have to pay as much.
No, I don't think. You probably go out and tap a tree on your own.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do people combine these areas, or they pick one and then they hang out there?
Yeah, it's kind of a one area. The St. Lawrence River, of course, that hillside is just explodes from Quebec City mm-hmm. to the Gulf, and that's kind of a cruising area. So that's a one-way area. But if you're in a car and can go visit some of these other areas, the distances between them aren't that far. So it's just a fun area to drive around by yourself and find a little place to stay for the night and a little place to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's, you mentioned that about driving, because you hear all of the different stories. I mean, that's, let's talk about that. I mean, the different ways that we can do this. Some people do the driving tours, obviously, depending on where they're coming from. But then many do, the trains and prefer that. How does it all work?
There's a private train at the Great Train Escapes, it's called it, mm-hmm. from Boston that goes north to Kennebecport. And it's west of Vermont, kind of makes a loop and then back to Boston. And that's a great way. You don't sleep on the train, but that's your transportation. And it doesn't go fast, so you get a good chance to see it, all the beautiful sights along the way. That's one train. Another train is called America by Rail, and mm-hmm. that's a lot of different trains going on different routes. There's a lot of trains on the East Coast that we don't have out here in the West.
Exactly.
And so these are round-trip Chicago, so you can pick, if you're close to a city like Seattle or whatever, you can pick your connection and get to Chicago, or you can fly to Chicago and pick up the train there. And then that's your transportation during the day, and at night you get off and stay in a hotel. So those give you a loop through the beautiful countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And the train is a really gentle way, a nice way, if you don't want to drive, the train is my favorite because you can get up and walk around.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Have food to eat and yeah.
But if you're doing the drive, you know, for me, then you've got all these wonderful little villages and you know, the little towns, and you get to see the locals, you know. You go to a cafe. I mean, it's just easier to do all of that stuff.
Yeah, and you pack everything in your car, and you just, we've done these road trips. I just love road trips. And you have a little map, and maybe you call ahead, get a place to stay, and just take your time. And mm-hmm. if you want to go off on a little jaunt somewhere, a lane somewhere that looks interesting. Who knows? Somebody might invite you to come and stay at their house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, what about cruise lines? That's your forte.
Well, I do a lot of cruises. People do a lot of cruises. They love the convenience of unpacking once and seeing a lot of places.
Uh-huh.
And from Boston or New York, you can get some of them are round trips, some of them are one way, and they wind up going up through the St. Lawrence River. And this is just a very narrow window, like the first week in October, last week in September, first week in October. There's not very many sailings, and you want to book them early because they sell out. But that's where you see the spectacular hillside, and then there's other things to see along the way, too. But if you're looking for fall foliage, those cruises are wonderful.
Mm-hmm. What about the motor coaches and you know, the tour companies? What about that?
Yeah, there's quite a few motor coach companies that do them. Globus, Mayflower, Caravan. They have motor coaches that do the loops, mm-hmm. and some of them do the loops, and some of them go one way or the other way. And those are fun. Let somebody else do the driving, and they'll take you through the small towns. And they're not limited by the trains or the water,
mm-hmm.
so they can go a lot of different places. But there again, it's every night in a different hotel.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing.
If that's an issue for you, that might be a little more strenuous than you like.
Well, different strokes for different folks. It just depends on, you know, what are the types of things that you enjoy? Do you enjoy meeting a lot of people? It's just like I always used to tell people when they talk about bed and breakfast aren't for everyone. And especially the types of bed and breakfast where you come down for breakfast and, you know, you socialize. Some people absolutely love that. That's the reason they go to a bed and breakfast. And then I've got other folks that they want their breakfast delivered to their door. They want that privacy.
Yeah, or you're not an early morning person,
mm-hmm.
like my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, on vacation, he doesn't want to eat before 10 or 11. Well, by then, a B&B is done.
Yeah, they're done. what's the best time to go? What do you think?
Yeah, the last week in September, first week in October. You never know for sure because it depends on the rain and the temperature. That all has something to do with the color.
Oh, yeah.
You have to, sometimes it's, you go and you hope,
mm-hmm.
but I've never been disappointed. I usually pick that first week in October. I don't like the heat, so by that time the heat is done and it's starting to get cooler. Yeah,
it's probably like the Tulip Festival, you know.
Yeah, short window.
If you book too early, you might not see the tulips. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you don't know. Sometimes they come earlier than they do other years.
Uh huh. Right.
It's a little bit hard. But, yeah, you just, and if you're going to drive, you know, you just pick your spot and start driving. And if they're not there, go somewhere else for a day or two, or you know, because they might pop out a little bit longer. Driving is great for people that don't have a time schedule.
Mm-hmm. They just pick up maybe an Eastern U.S. map and
pick out the
spots.
Wander around through the countryside.
Mm-hmm. And the great thing about it is you're traveling here in the U.S. and, you know, that's your vacation. You know, we all have the same money, you know, the currency. You know, you've got the language down. You know, the food you recognize. It's, you know, there's, with all the things going on right now, sometimes that's easy.
Yeah, the U.S. And we don't always see our own country.
True.
I ran into some people, or I guess it was a waitress in Zion one time, Zion National Park, and she said, oh, you speak English. She said, we rarely have English-speaking people.
Oh, that's interesting.
They're coming from Europe.
You're right. I went there, and boy, talk about a gorgeous area, and that hike there. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And just everything, even the visitor center there is, you know, just cool.
And that's what other people in other countries they know what we're like here.
Yeah,
so they're
yeah.
anxious to come. Of course, they get long vacations.
Uh-huh.
They get several weeks vacations, which we don't get. But if you're retired, hey, just pick yourself up and go rent a car and start puttering around through the countryside of the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some people feel like they've got to get out of the country to feel like they really had a vacation.
I know. That's...
But then they need a vacation from their vacation.
That's right. They come home exhausted. The stress.
Yeah.
Stress of the languages. You can't read the signs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where you're going. It is a stressful thing when you go to a foreign country.
Yeah.
Yeah, just see the good old USA.
Yes, very true. All kinds of great ideas. Of course, when Sharon stops by, Sharon Emerson has her own tour company, actual travel company. It's called Cruise and Tour Planners, and she'll help you. She'll get you dialed into that perfect spot. Her number is 206-367-7657, and you can go to her website, cruiseandtourplanners.com, and I thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you, Wendy.
Coming up, we have got Ed Hume. We're talking gardening tips. We've also got events, and we've got a recipe. Don't go away. It's all coming up. We'll be right back. Looking for an amazing yet affordable European-style getaway that's right outside your doorstep? Then you should experience the renowned Bavarian Village of Leavenworth. Take in the stunning drama of the majestic Cascade Mountains, the beauty of rushing glacial rivers, trails, and the wild forest vistas that rival the best counterparts of Europe. With more than 50 attractive lodges, homes, cabins, and condos, Destination Leavenworth has something for everyone. All the properties are comfortably furnished, many with granite counters, private hot tubs, and gourmet kitchens. Their spotlight is Gastown's Wunderbar, ideally situated right in downtown Leavenworth. Newly built and beautifully designed, each of the 9 two-bedroom, two-bath, fully furnished suites features breathtaking mountain and river views, and they're also close to the shops and restaurants. In fact, they're literally right outside your door. A perfect vacation getaway. To explore any and all of the over 50 amazing locations, visit DestinationLeavenworth.com. A short drive from home, but a world apart.
Are you still dreaming about a beachside getaway? You know, long sandy walks and cool seaside sculptures? Here's a way you can turn your dream into your reality. Come to Cannon Beach, and a place where you can experience wind, waves, and ocean wildlife just outside your door. The place is the Hallmark Resort in Cannon Beach, your home away from home, with family-designed suites, romantic two-person spa suites, and private beachside cottages, each with cozy fireplaces and oceanfront balconies. The perfect spot for sunsets and storm watching. Outside your room, there's the world-famous Haystack Rock and miles of beach. The resort has 2 indoor heated pools, 3 spas, saunas, and a workout room. In town, there are great shops and restaurants. Or visit Ecola State Park, where you can climb Tillamook Head for a glimpse of migrating whales. Come on, make that dream a reality at Hallmark Resorts in Cannon Beach. Call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.
Hi, Wendy Meister here. In doing weekends around the Northwest, I have traveled to some amazing getaways. I bring home all kinds of cool ideas and try to incorporate those into my own home. But this time of year, I am more interested in clearing out some of that clutter and creating a clean new look around the house. That's why I love Closets by Design, Seattle Tacoma, because I find creative design specialists who will help me add attractive storage space for any area of my home that needs organizing. Whether it's adding a gorgeous walk or reach-in closet, organizing my laundry or pantry room, or taking the garage a step further by transforming our workshop, garden center, or arts and crafts area. Closets by Design can help me pull it all together with style. For more information or to schedule an in-home design consultation for your own home, call Closets by Design Seattle Tacoma directly at 253-896-4800 or visit their website at seattle.closetsbydesign.com.